Some would say that the Brits are never at it. Some would say they're never not at it. But the Brit Awards were on last night in the UK. Thousands of key workers got to be there. Superstars from all over the place. Dua Lipa was there. I would bring you Lewis Capaldi's speech, but all you'd hear is beep, 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 beep. Muffled, muffled, beep.
Wouldn't be like him.
No. What I was surprised and delighted to see at the very start, two people that I'm massive fans of joining up with another person I'm a big fan of. So you had Line of Duty stars Martin Compston, Vicky McClure. All right, mate. And they opened the Brits with none other than...
Shall we bring this Brit Awards to order?
Who the hell are you?
I'm your worst nightmare.
She's Jackie Weaver.
A.K.A. The Cleaver.
Now listen up, you little twerp. If you don't get on with this, then I'll kick you off.
Jackie Weaver, you have no authority here. Read the standing orders. Read them and understand them. Jackie, don't you dare.
She's kicked him off.
I think she has, mate.
Hello? Oh, my God. She's kicked me out.
It was a brilliant sketch. Jackie Weaver, Martin Compston, Vicky McClure, and of course, Jack Whitehall presenting the Brit Awards last night.
And what an inspired idea, because it was one of those, the Jackie Weaver town council meeting or whatever it was, grabbed our imaginations. Shone brightly. It was good to bring it back. Didn't mention this to you, actually, just as it turned up there with the Line of Duty stars. I did dive into Line of Duty.
Ooh.
The weekend just gone. So I'm already through season one. I've seen the first episode of season two, and I get it. I get it, okay? I get the hype.
Finally, you're a convert.
I'm a convert. But the thing is, as we know, split thinking on how season six ended, so that's always in the back of my mind when I'm watching. But look, I'll enjoy it for what it is. I will just say, it is stressful viewing. Like, it is very stressful. I don't look at my phone at all, which is always a good sign of a TV show, but dear God, the heart rate is up.
It is sincerely not a post half nine showing viewing for you.
No, definitely not.
You won't sleep after it. So Jackie Weaver opened the Brits, then you had Coldplay. They were brilliant. They'd done it from the barge. And Little Mix made history last night, and you go, oh, that's great, yeah, well done, well done. But it wasn't until I heard their speech that I went, wow, they really have made history.
The fact that a girl band has never won this award really does speak volumes. So this award isn't just for us, it's for the Spice Girls, Sugar Babes, All Saints, Girls Aloud, all of the incredible, incredible female bands. This one's for you. So thank you, Brits. Yeah, we hope you have an amazing night. Ta-ra.
Thank you. Little Mix picking up the Best British Group Award. They're the first female group ever to do it. That means the Spice Girls, Girls Aloud, Sugar Babes, never won Best Group at the Brits before.
It's insane, because I can't believe we're here in the year 2021 still hearing about the first woman or the first female group to do something. That just seems mad to me. Having said that, I'm delighted for Little Miss. I think they're hugely talented. They've got some absolute bops. And I will credit, particularly out of that list that they gave, Sugar Babes, like, massively underrated. You try and tell me a bad Sugar Babes tune, you're a liar.
But if I was to tell you Spice Girls, one of the biggest groups in the world, not just the biggest female group, one of the biggest groups in the world at their time, never won Best Group at the Brits. You'd go, nah, I don't believe that.
It's mad, but no, like, finally the time has come, and obviously it's been, like, Little Mix, you know, well established. 10 years they've been on the go, obviously now starting life as a trio, which has to be tough as well. So fair play to them.
Dave and Fanilla with you. It's iRadio in the afternoon. The Brit Awards were on last night. Dua Lipa winning round her, Taylor Swift picking up an Icon Award, The Weeknd performing remotely, but he picked up an award. Little Mix making history. Jackie Weaver, Martin Compston, Vicky McClure, Jack Whitehall doing a Line of Duty / council sketch. And then there was a gentleman that was on iRadio in the morning in March, and I listened to him. Very enjoyable, really nice guy, really talented. I liked him. But then I heard him perform last night. And I was like, wow, I've underestimated you. I liked you. Now I love you.
There is a thing about getting to hear performers live that it just brings it to a whole new level for you.
Rag and Bone Man and Pink, going to give you the last few seconds of the performance. That a choir there as well. It's now a charity single. Feast your ears on this. When the lights go out. Loved it. Reg and Bowman and Pink duet last night at the Brit Awards. Any Way Away From Here. They're also joined by a couple of NHS choirs. Phenomenal. You can hear his soul just seeping out through his voice.
Oh, the power behind his voice, and indeed behind Pink's, to be fair, because she's been on the go a while and that voice is just getting better.
So, Rag & Bone Man, you're on my hit list for a live gig because you've got some set of pipes, sir.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.